Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to the Guapos in Fair Lakes.
Yeah, man.
B. Mitch and Finley on every TV in there.
There we go. Keep it showing. Let Ben get that free sangria. if he drink it with a lady, yes. Me and Ellen. If he drink it with a bunch of dudes, he got to pay for it himself. That's just like drinking, what's it called, my little drink there?
You love mimosas.
Nah, that's like drinking mimosas if you got a sangria with all dudes.
I think sangria is a little more. In Spain, you can drink it with all dudes. This is the home of sangria.
No.
What are all dudes allowed to drink? Only beer?
Bourbon. You see all the pretty, pretty ladies walking around here? You can't say one of them come sit in between you and your two buddies, three buddies, and drink a damn sangria? Five dudes? No. Can't do it.
I guess.
I'm just throwing it out there.
All right, speaking of just throwing it out there.
What of a transition is that?
B has a lot of specific rules for when you can and cannot drink specific drinks and with which people.
Yeah, right.
First half of the season has been abysmal for Washington. They're riding a 5-game losing streak. 4 games have been terrible.
Yeah.
The best they played was week 5. In L.A.
Second half.
And everything's been crap since then.
Yeah, it's been horrible.
But here's the thing. They got 7 games left.
Steven.
What do you say to the people that are like, I hope they lose them all for the better draft pick? Tank.
Fall face first into a concrete floor. That's the dumbest thought process in the world. I don't ever think nothing like that. First of all, there's no one that's wanting to just lose all 7, okay? And you should never hope for your team to lose all 7 because that's one thing in life. If you learn how to be a winner, you be a winner. You learn how to be a loser, you could keep being a loser for a long time. And the person that hopes that and it starts happening, you don't have a right to be mad ever. Because if they were to do it and then draft somebody and that person don't end up being what he's supposed to be, the person that wanted them to lose all the games is going to blame everybody else, not themselves, for putting them in that position.
If you're one of the people that wants them to tank and lose all the games, like, I'm not mad at you. B's mad at you.
I am.
I just, that is not at all logical in the NFL. I go back to your guy, David Culley. The Houston Texans had nothing to play for and won a Week 18 game, and everybody screamed that it cost them the first overall pick. Well, they ended up with Stroud instead of Bryce Young. Like, the universe works in its own way.
Yeah, man.
And if you really want tanking.
Man, one thing about sports, don't ever wish, hope, or pray that your team becomes a team that's familiar and fun, having fun with losing. Don't ever pull for that because over the last 5-6 weeks, I would ask everybody that's a Commanders fan, are you happy in any damn way? So why would you hope that they become something worse than that? Never be happy about your team losing.
But their logic would be, we're thinking big picture, long haul. Where I land, I don't care about getting caught up in that fight.
You know what's big picture, long haul? picking a guy that proves already that he's all that guy. We don't know what the next pick would be. We've chosen second. We've chosen fifth. We've chosen all types of positions, and none of them were the next best thing. It's not a guarantee first round is going to give you the best thing.
I agree with that. There's undoubtedly greater value in the higher the pick is. But, again, I think it's just so far. My point remains NFL players do not tank. They're not on guaranteed contracts. They're going to play hard to the end.
I don't think
that's
no
why
players...
Jaden's going to play again. Yeah. I think Terry's going to play again.
I don't think any professional athlete tanks. I think the front offices tank.
I think in other sports you see – perhaps the Wizards. There is a greater directive from on high how you're going to handle the team. And
but if not the player.
Right. The players on the field do not tank. And I don't think this front office is going to put a situation together where there's tanking. Now,
I just know, bro, Jay, the people that say, let's get the best pick. I've seen too many first rounders flop. From first to 32nd, flop. Okay? And let's just go back through the draft and think about how many of them failed. You can't put all your money on that.
But the – agree with that. But the thought that – like in the NBA, you could put a bad team together to ensure a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
NFL teams, maybe they're starting a rebuild, but by and large, that stuff just doesn't happen because it's – such a finite game with so many players.
Yeah, so many players, so many parts, because your defense can suck.
Right.
Then you can have a damn good offense.
Think about the Bengals.
Vice versa.
Right.
Your offense can suck, and you can have a great defense.
Right.
Hell, the Ravens won a Super Bowl like
that. It's hard enough to put a team together.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So don't ever hope for that bad stuff,
So
man.
This is interesting. John Lynch, 49ers GM, got asked about Brandon Ayuk, who hasn't played yet this year.
Uh-huh.
A question came from Marcus Boucher. He said, is there a scenario where you guys play it out like a red shirt year for Brandon Ayuk? John Lynch said, that's not the intention. The intention is to get Brandon back. We're not there yet. We just got to get him to a place where we're comfortable opening that window and see if he can make it back on the field. That is the intention, but we'll see. No absolutes there. That's how the NFL operates.
Yeah.
If he gets back and is 100%, then you play him.
I'm with that, 100%.
Now, the only kind of scenarios I could see specific to Jaden, this elbow injury is probably 4 to 6 weeks just because you got to get it right. Now he's going to miss two, then the bye. Is there a chance maybe he's back for Denver? Maybe, but I think it's less likely. I think you're talking December football. If Washington loses every game between now and whenever Jaden could come back, and that puts them, let's just hypothetically say they're at 3-10 by then, 3-11. Maybe there's a scenario then, considering the importance of Jaden Daniels and the long-term future everybody wants with him, and the fact that there were three different injuries this year, that you say, you know what, Jay, you're not coming back this year. That's the only potential situation I see. Terry, when Terry's healthy, he's going to be on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think,
and I think it's too early to have
I
those
think
conversations.
No matter
about
how it happens, it should always be the team who says we decided,
right?
Because I'll be honest with you. I go back to what was the kid that was in quarterback, Jay, the Bears.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Cutler?
Marie got hurt, and the team stopped him from going back in the game. But they basically, the rumor was he had taken himself out the game, and they let that flow. The team should have came out and said, we took him out of the game. We refuse to let him play again. Because Jay Cutler never rebounded from that that mindset, what people thought he was. That reputation killed him.
Right.
Because he got hurt. He had a concussion. He was concussion. And they acted as if he just took himself out the game.
Right.
Teams, if you're going to decide that Jaden or whoever else is not going to play, team has to fall on that sword and say it.
I agree with that. Like DQ comes out and says, we're shutting Jaden down. Yeah. He wants to play. Because I also know he does want to play.
Oh, yeah.
So Washington has 7 games left. The NFL went through this exercise of what do they think the final season's going to look like, right? Commanders' midseason report card. According to NFL.com, they had a projected record of 4-6. They're 1 game under at 3-7. Who wrote this? Ed Holm again? All right, so this is from Ali Banpuri, who apparently picked 7 games correct for how Washington would play so far.
Mm-hmm.
So he missed 3. If I had to guess, the misses were Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas. Those were the games that Washington lost that really tipped this season.
Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas. I don't think I think San Diego he missed. If he did it at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. He had them beating Seattle, which they obviously didn't.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at the first 10 games of the year, I look at Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas. Chicago, they should have won. They fumbled late.
You saw the games, and right now, looking at it, you know they should have won that. Are these people taking this before the game?
This was before, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. When you look back, which games do you look at?
But see, looking back.
Dallas, they had no chance.
Yeah, none.
But Atlanta and Chicago, I think they should have won.
True.
So. His picks for the second half of the year, he writes, the Commanders are unable to collect enough wins over the final 8 weeks to compensate for their underwhelming first half of the season. He has them finishing at 4-13.
He got them winning one more game.
He got them at 1-6.
Who he has them beating?
I don't know that. What do you think over these final 7?
4.
Do you?
I think they're going to shock somebody. I think the shakeup is going to be one of the Philly games.
Week 18 against the Eagles might be a lot of backups.
Win is a win.
I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, if you're trying to really project the rest of the mm-hmm. year, I think you got to win this weekend.
Yeah, I think that's what we need. That's what the focus should be on, Miami.
And I think if you start to extrapolate from there. Getting Jaden back swings everything,
mm-hmm.
if when you get Jaden back. What the hell is New York going to have week 15? They fired their coach. I think at this point, now that is a long way away, right?
Yeah.
Today is November 13th. Washington doesn't play the Giants for a month. That's December 14th. But I think if you can pull this week off, I think you can get to 3 wins. Like,
you already had 3 wins.
No, I'm saying over the final 7. Yeah. If you beat Miami, I think you sure as hell could beat New York.
Yeah.
Like, the level of stability Washington has should matter, and the level of destabilization in New York,
yeah,
those things matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's 2 out of 7, and then to your point, will there have to be an upset? Yes. I think Minnesota's offense is incredibly volatile, assuming it's J.J. If J.J. gets nicked up again, like he has now through two seasons.
That was going to be my next comment. Any of these teams down the stretch, we don't know what injuries they're going to have.
Right. Dude.
It could be one key player that happens on 2-3 of these teams, and all of a sudden things change drastically.
Well, dude, I don't want to speak anything into existence. I'm never rooting for injuries. Dak Prescott's a guy that's gotten hurt
I'm not
a
rooting
lot
for
in
it,
his
but,
career.
Hey, it's something that happens in this sport.
Is Dallas unbeatable without Dak? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know who the backup is right now in Minnesota? A fellow by the name of Max Brosmer.
Never heard of him.
He's a rookie out of Minnesota.
Never heard of him.
So I'm just saying, like, things could change dramatically. I think they get – it's just crazy to say. I think they go 2-5, 3-3. No, it'd be 2-5 or 3-4. It's just crazy to think, even if they – say they go 3-4 over the last stretch here, you're talking about 6-11. Not very good.
Nope.
Quote the OBC.
5-11.
No, 6-11 now.
5-11 in.
I know, but I'm updating it. The modern OBC. It's crazy to think how much this thing is falling apart. My guy Drew Cohen, he hit me up for mailbag in all ears. He said, Washington ran the table in 2012. Nothing says they can't do it again.
Never know.
You never know. I kind of think we know, at least as far as running the table. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to talk a little. Commanders MVP and Ben Stadick joins us at noon.
Hey. Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday's touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take your shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sports book of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.